said to Jesus, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Dear friends in Christ, have you ever had a piece of technology or something in your home to which you had just bought, and you're excited to use it, and then all of a sudden you run into a snag? And if you can't find the answer yourself, you think to yourself, oh, let me just go search online. There might be a YouTube video, an article, something from the actual direct company itself that could help me and give me the answer that I need so that I can use whatever I need to use. Most recently, we just got new phones. It was time. It had been a number of years since we got new phones. We got new phones, got the setup. It was all easy. It was the quickest we ever been at a phone provider. It was like an hour, which is amazing. It was just like 2 or 3 hours, right? It's frustrating, but it was an hour. It was quick. It was easy. It was wonderful. Got home, setting up everything, right? Redownloading everything, re-signing into all of the various apps. I try sending a text message. To Miranda, and she gets it. It's like, why is it saying I'm getting it from your email and not your phone number? I'm like, well, I don't know. So I go into my settings, like I'm going through all the things. I go into my phone app, and it's like, okay, right, I got to switch it over. I know what to do. And I do everything that I'm supposed to do, and it doesn't work. I send her another text message, like, you're getting it from your Gmail, Tyler. I was like, I don't know. Okay, so I'm going to go online. I start going, scouring the whole internet, everywhere, article after article, go on Reddit, right, looking at all these thread pages, seeing what people have tried to do. Right, go on various websites. I even go on to Apple, right? I go on to Apple and see, okay, is there other similar issues that people have had that it doesn't work, right? And I'm looking for like at least an hour, and I can't find the answer anywhere. And anything that I try, it doesn't work. I'm getting frustrated now. It's like, okay, what am I doing wrong? Where is the answer to this issue? Why can't I send text messages as my phone number? And then the next day comes, I get a text message from the phone provider, welcome to our network. And as soon as I get that, I send a text message to Miranda, and sure enough, it worked. It was just simply them, my old provider, switching it over to the new phone provider and approving my phone number. Today is Gaudete Sunday, the third Sunday of Advent, and it's a special day because we are invited to pause in the midst of our Advent preparations and to rejoice. Gaudete is the Latin term for simply to rejoice. And today the church's liturgy encourages us to focus on joy and hope, even as we continue to wait for the return of Christ Jesus. As we light the rose candle today on the Advent wreath, we're reminded that even in the midst of longing and preparation and anticipation and waiting for the Lord's answer, the joy of the Lord is already here in our midst, and it's meant to be shared then. The gospel reading for today comes from Matthew chapter 11, a passage where John the Baptist, in prison, sends his disciples to Jesus with the question, "Are you the one who is to come? Or should we expect someone else?" It's a question that at a first glance seems odd coming from John, the same John who declared in the Gospel of John, "Behold the Lamb of God who has come to take away the sin of the world." Yet here we find him today, locked away in a prison cell, grappling with doubt, asking a question that resonates with many of us at some points of our own life. Is Jesus really the answer? This question can feel very real in our own lives, especially as we face struggles, disappointments, and even doubts. In our world today, there are many searching for answers to life's greatest questions. Is this all that there is? Will things ever get better? Where is God in the midst of my suffering? Whether it's the weight of the world's troubles or the personal struggles that we deal with in life, the questions seem endless. And it seems like there's never any answers to any of them. In those moments of doubt, we might find ourselves even asking, just like John, are you the one, Jesus? Or should we expect or look for someone else? John the Baptist's question comes from a pit of deep despair and confusion. John, as a prophet, had boldly proclaimed among the Israelites about the Messiah. He had witnessed Jesus' baptism, heard the voice from heaven declaring Jesus as God's beloved son. And yet now in prison, he is questioning everything. Why? Because it seems as though everything that he expected did not, for a fact, turn out as he had expected. The Messiah was supposed to bring judgment, to set Israel free from Roman oppression. Instead, John hears of this Jesus bringing healing, peace, forgiveness. John must have felt the weight of unmet expectations, the burden of unfulfilled hope, unanswered questions. I think this is a situation that many of us can relate to. We've all faced moments where our expectations of God and life even didn't match our reality. We may expect God to act in a specific and particular way, to fix a broken relationship, to heal an illness, or to bring a swift and complete end to suffering in our world. But when God's answers are not what we expect, we, like John, may begin to wonder, is Jesus really the answer? Is Jesus really the one? We live in a world that offers many solutions. The world that says that money, fame, power, or even just having the right mindset is the answer to all of life's problems. But when we try those solutions and then find them lacking, we can end up feeling empty and lost, asking the same question that John asked. Is Jesus really the answer? Jesus answers John's question in a way that is both gentle and yet powerful. He doesn't give a direct yes or no, but instead points to the evidence of his work. He says, go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. In other words, Jesus is pointing to his actions, to the miracles that he has performed, and the message of hope and salvation that he brings. Jesus is not talking about the future deliverance that he will bring. He is showing it through his actions in the present. The healings, the miracles, the forgiveness, all of these are signs of the kingdom of God breaking into the world. These signs were the fulfillment of all Old Testament prophecies, and they were meant to reassure John and all of us that Jesus is indeed the Messiah. In our own lives, Jesus' works are still evident today. The blind might not always receive physical sight, but spiritually, Jesus opens our eyes to see the truth of God's love. The lame may not always be healed physically, but Jesus, through his holy word, offers us the strength to walk through life's daily struggles. Even in the midst of difficult times and moments in your life when everything seems to be falling apart, Jesus is still working. bringing to you healing, hope, and joy. And we may not always see these things done in dramatic and miraculous ways, but we can find them in the everyday moments of our lives. The kind word from a friend when we're feeling discouraged. The unexpected provision in our time of need. The sense of peace that you receive in the midst of a storm of this life. These are the signs that Jesus is still working and evident in your life today, just as he did when he walked on this earth. So how do we respond? How do we respond to this message on this Gaudete Sunday? How do we rejoice in the midst of our doubt and uncertainty? The first step is to recognize that our joy does not depend on our circumstances. Gaudete Sunday reminds us that even when the world and our lives seem dark and bleak, as if there are no answers to be found, we have a reason to rejoice because Christ is near to us. Jesus, the Messiah, is the answer to the world's problems and even to the doubts that arise in our hearts. We may feel the weight of our own struggles, but we are not alone. Christ is with us. He brings joy, not as a fleeting emotion, but as a deep, abiding peace that transcends our circumstances and whatever we are dealing with in this life. Joy in the Lord is not based on what happens to us, but on who he is and what Jesus has done for us. Christ is the one who heals, who saves, who brings to you hope. And this is not a call to ignore our difficulties, but to remember that in the midst of them, Christ is present. Christ is with you. The joy we have is not because everything is perfect, but because Christ Jesus is your perfect answer. He is the one who walks with us through our darkest valleys and lifts us up. He lifts us up with the light of his presence. As we wait for his final return, we can rejoice in the hope that already is at work, bringing his kingdom to earth one step at a time. So, dear Christians, on this Gaudete Sunday, I invite you to rejoice. Not because everything in your life is perfect. Not because you think you have found all the answers to life's problems. I know you haven't. But Jesus is the answer. Just as he answered John with the evidence of his works, he is answering us today even with his own presence, with his own presence in our lives. In the midst of waiting, we have the hope of knowing that Christ is near to us and he is at work at this very moment, bringing to you light, healing, peace, and joy. Let us rejoice, for Christ has come into our world. He is still entering our world today, and he will indeed return again in glory. In the holy name of Jesus and all of God's people said, Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and lives in and through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.